Merry Christmas!
Or Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Holidays.
What is the... what is
greetings
the
and salutations.
Yeah, what is? What do you use for Kwanzaa? Is it Happy Kwanzaa? It's happy.
No, you say in a manner Kwanzaa consistent with human resources regulations. Have a good day.
Welcome to what I've dubbed the brothel office Christmas party. Matt, would you like to tell us what we're all doing here and why these people are not yet able to listen to the sweetest episode that they want to listen to?
I just thought it would be fun if we all exchanged Christmas presents on the air, since, like, you know, all that they ever get to hear is us, like, playing the game or being mean to Lucas or whatever. And we should show for a little bit that we actually like Lucas and everybody at the table and have a little Christmas moment and exchange presents.
Once again, it's 90% you being mean to Lucas.
Yeah. Well, I want everybody to know that I'm not...
and the normal amount for the rest of us, really.
You're going to be such a Grinch.
So...
So
we all have presents.
There are presents. Some of us have deviated from the norm, and there were different discussions. So, as usual with the brothel, it's going to be sort of...
fucked up.
A half-baked idea. So, I'll start with mine, because the...
Well, yeah, one of us... I'm sorry. Four of us brought the just a random gift, kind of a white elephant thing, and then one of us wanted to actually care about everybody and bring a present for everybody else. So Jeff brought presents for everybody, and we all just brought random ass shit. So,
well, to be fair, I was buying gifts for everyone, no matter what. That's why I asked on the message whether or not we were doing white elephant.
Oh, I'm so much better than you. La, la, la.
No, actually, as I say, so since mine can't be given because apparently we didn't have any at the time, but I'm going to go buy a case of it as soon as I can. I am getting everyone some sort of line from Reaper Miniatures. So
nice.
It's a case of 8 really, really high quality miniatures.
Wow.
So the idea would be that I was actually going to buy them and send them home with Jeff. So that Jeff has always talked about doing a painting class with all of us, and 8 would be able to do one figurine for all of us, plus Logan or Joe or anyone else who might happen to be there. So,
or you could paint your first mini for your unborn.
Or you could do that too. Yeah. So
true story.
So yeah, no. So we've got, I think they come with 8. They're not very, they're really reasonable for 8 in a case. It comes in a nice hard protective case. So we'll get to that. But I was looking to buy that. I have gone to the store 5 times in the last day trying to get it, and he hasn't unpacked the shipment yet. So that's what I'm getting for everybody.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. So are we rolling dice for this, or what are we doing here?
I don't know.
Does everybody just want to grab something in front of the tree? And
how about Jeff?
What?
Since you're playing Santa, grab a gift and hand it to a person.
Is that a fat joke?
No, he's playing Santa because he brought all the gifts.
Oh.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Lucas did not bring that.
Nope.
Yeah, just pass him out.
But again, 4/5 of us could play Santa.
Okay, who brought this?
I brought it.
Yay.
Ooh, see how Jeff didn't want that one?
Got some math to it.
That one Lucas brought.
Yeah, that one I brought.
And then mine actually says from Cody on it.
Okay.
So, oh. And I get the Jeff present. Yay.
You get 2.
I get 2 Jeff presents.
Yep.
Okay, so who wants to go? How do we want to do this? We want to go first? Who wants to go first?
Well, here, I'll pass these out first.
Oh,
okay.
What did you make?
I made ornaments for everybody.
Oh my god, that's amazing.
Oh my gosh, the fucking Cthulhu with the Santa hat. Yeah, describe him into the mic.
Yes, I have a Cthulhu with many tentacles. It is sort of his head and cephalopod face with a Santa hat on it.
Oh my god.
I have a very, very nice crow with Eric Draven's head above it.
Let me see.
Oh my god.
That is pretty cool.
Did you make these at work?
Yeah.
How the f*** did you do that?
Like a wood-burning staining, perhaps?
Laser engraving.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Nice.
The one of, just about all the others are printed.
I got a Galactus that looks like a nutcracker. Galactus from Marvel Comics. That is,
oh my god,
awesome.
That's so fucking cool. You can make money doing
it. He's got like a little planet in his mouth. That's the nut.
I can't do that though, because this is I can't sell these.
Legally, you can't sell them.
Yeah. I mean, no, like, but if you give them to an intermediary, they can sell them.
I just noticed this, like, and his feet are a bunch of planets. Like,
that's going so fucking cool, but they all look like Christmas balls too.
Yeah, that's great.
Wow,
very cool.
Now, Matt, I made yours. I said that I was going to make a t-shirt, but I didn't. because I don't have that stuff yet. But the first thing I made...
It's a picture of me, and it says, "Are you fist-fucking me?" That's going on the tree. And a D20. Oh, my God. Thank you.
Cool.
This is the coolest fucking handmade present I've ever gotten. I'm sorry, honey.
Good thing she didn't listen to the show, right?
This is fucking tight.
Well, in that case, let's...
I definitely want to get all these together for a picture to put up on the page.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. No, we can do that.
Not right this second.
Since Jeff didn't get to open a gift, why don't you go first, Jeff?
Okay.
No, we're not stealing. We're just opening.
I don't know. We're just stealing.
Just open it.
Ooh, I got an Arkham Horror D6 set. Nice.
Those are for your shotgun, because as we all know, shotguns are the best gun in the game, and you just throw lots of D6s, so you need a few. You actually need about two sets of those.
Sometimes you don't roll enough and still
nice, blow things thank you. Off.
Absolutely. We'll go this way, we'll go that way. All right.
Let's go around.
It is a picture of Matt. Picture frame.
It's a nice picture.
It's my school picture because now I'm working at school. You can add... Here's your real present.
You can add that to your shrine.
Why did you tell him that?
Oh, sorry.
Wow.
Did you get booze?
You got booze.
Oh, nice.
Ooh, breakfast stout.
Got some dogfish head breakfast stout.
Do you know anything about this? It's made out of coffee and pork.
Oh,
yeah.
That sounds amazing.
And it's like 7.4, so a six pack will be pretty good.
Crashing your couch tonight.
It's all right. It's snowing outside.
It is. The simple fact that it is snowing in Indiana in early December is very unusual.
Well, did you want this bag?
No. It's a nice frame. You can keep the frame.
Do you have rats somewhere? Can you?
No. So I go into the liquor store and I was like, okay, I got a weird gift exchange tonight, in which the tastes run from Bartles and James to beer snob. What can you get me? And he's like, try to get this. And so
that's fair.
Yeah,
that's a good call. It's a good call.
Cool.
I'm glad the beer snob got it.
Is it on me?
Yeah, it's on you.
All right. I'm not a beer snob.
I mean,
all right. Own the moments. Daredevil, Elektra, and League of Extraordinary Gentlemen all together on one Blu-ray disc. Oh, the best way to watch this is right in the trash can.
Oh,
but I'm going to keep it.
That's terrible.
Is it the director's cut of Daredevil? Because that's actually
it is
better.
Director's cut.
That's got like 10 more minutes of footage and it makes the story make more sense.
Hey, director's cut of Elektra.
I like
know they had one.
Extraordinary Gentlemen.
League of Extraordinary Gentlemen is a fun movie.
I liked it.
Yeah, this is great.
Maybe not the one that Sean Connery should have went out on.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You know.
It's not a bad film.
Can't choose your bat. Picking, I don't know.
Yeah, and I've got a something. What the heck are these? I have gotten, these appear to be card sleeves.
Yep.
For, I'm not sure what anything. That design is. It's just random card sleeves. Yeah. They're nice card sleeves, though.
They came from Gen Con.
They're cool looking. And a giant bag of mint kitty cats.
Yo.
So yeah, there we go. It is a brothel family Christmas.
So Merry Christmas, and whenever we get to whatever episode we're recording tonight, there's fucking candy canes and things sitting out, so people are going to be like having things in their mouths when they're talking. So
yeah, you'll hear that in like
that'll
two
be
months.
Really irritating in March when you're listening to this. And you're like, what the fuck are they eating? It's candy canes.
So anyway, okay. Would anyone else like to say anything? Because this will be the last night that, as far as I know, unless somebody suddenly says, "Hey, let's record something," this will be the last night of 2016. So this is our this will be our first full year of playing then? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the pod has been around for 3 years.
Well, no, technically two, because we started in January of we'll be getting ready to start our third year of podcasting tabletop. So
thanks for, if you've been here since the beginning, thank you so much. We look forward to having you listen to our shenanigans in the future.
And if you're new, welcome.
Yeah.
Feel free to start from the beginning.
Personally, like, want to thank all you guys, especially Matt, because without reconnecting with Matt years ago with the podcast and doing Mad Chat and doing this, like, this has been so much fun. Like, and all the other games that we play that I've never did any of this shit, like, previous to, like, hanging out with you guys. So,
Yes, as the glue that binds this group together, you're all very welcome.
As the clogging of the artery that Matt is.
I mean, like, so worked with your wife, went to college with you, went to high school with you, and you just found Matt. You found Mad Chat and became a friend. So this whole pod has been a happy accident of our lives. So thank you for being a part of it out there.
Sounds good. So everybody, this episode, at least the plan is right now that it'll come out just a couple days before Christmas. So if you're celebrating Christmas, enjoy that around the world. Have a happy new year and keep listening. We love it. Everybody, let's say goodbye to 2016 and have a lovely 2017.
Let's do it.
Why do you carry a bottle opener in your keychain? You don't drink beer.
I drink hard cider.
It's adorable.
Fuck off. Merry Christmas.
Edition Call of Cthulhu campaign. Let the madness begin.
Just need to go murder every Delia we can find in the phone book.
Heard it. Search my first name.
What time?
Yeah. Corey, not a lot of cues.
No. I mean, Edwards is probably a last name, although probably somewhat common.
One would assume. In a place where there was actually an entire epoch called Edwardian. Yeah. That we're not that far away from.
It also wasn't that long ago. See what they have slews people of names, but well, he wasn't the first Edward, but whatever.
Yeah. All right. So.
So where you guys are back in London?
I mean, you're just gonna have to go up and speak to them. I just don't know if.
Well, we'll probably have to wait till tomorrow.
Well, yeah. No, I'm already assuming that it is November. I'm assuming we're on the 1st of November now.
Do we want to check out the police? Not necessarily here. Maybe here. I don't know. We have information about the family murder.
I thought we already tried that.
Yeah, we've already been there.
But to connect it to or three.
Maybe. We don't really have anyone that can get in there.
No, you want to go back to Scotland Yard?
We already got straight shut down.
Yeah. He gave us a little bit of information.
He wants to be all stealthy and shit, so.
I think he wants to be all arrested and shit.
Not sure how easy it is to sneak into Scotland Yard, but you can try.
Because it was an ongoing investigation, so we got pretty much everything that they were going to give us.
But we didn't have this information at that time, is what I'm saying. So
yeah. We don't have any police connections.
We can go at a different angle.
Good. Yeah. I still think, though, that the most direct route is to talk to Trollope or Roby.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I think that's you and... I think that's Macduff and Trace's lead. I don't know that Angus and Not Twitty would be the guys.
Not
for that.
Twitty?
Yeah. Hashtag Not Twitty.
That's Not Twitty. Not yet.
He hasn't shot any innocent people yet.
Right.
That'll make him Twitty.
When has Twitty done that ever?
Okay.
Got innocent people.
Oh, by the way, let me retcon something real quick. In the beginning of the game, when I said you didn't have a gun, I meant you didn't bring a gun to the play. You probably own a gun.
Yeah.
You're a PI. So if you feel like you want to grab your gun,
I'm probably going to.
I will let you pick up your gun.
Yeah, I'm probably going to because at this point...
That's keeper speak for something dangerous this way.
I don't know if I said that. I didn't mean to outright say, no, you can't have one.
For the guys, we need to spot hidden for medkits and save points right now.
I wanted to make sure you didn't think that I was saying no, you're not allowed to have it.
Did we complete all the side quests yet?
For the past few days, we haven't really felt threatened with anything, so I haven't really had my gun on me, because we was just going to a play, and then since then we haven't really done anything. But since there was, like, a murder,
I go to buy rifles and shotguns.
And we investigated it. I'm probably going to have a handgun on me.
Okay.
I'm telling you, Call of Cthulhu, man, shotguns. That's what you need. You always need shotguns. You get close, you shoot it in the face, then you pull the second barrel, shoot it in the face, and if it doesn't die, you die. But at least you got two shots.
Not easy to conceal when you're walking around town, but yeah.
That's why you cut the barrel off, Lucas.
But yeah, so what kind of firearm would you say I would have?
Probably a general pistol.
Yeah, but I don't
44 know. Magnum.
Yeah. Revolver.
I don't know what the damage on it would be.
38 special. Depending on size, handgun is like 1d8, I believe. 1d6 or 1d8, depending on caliber.
Oh, there was one that did 1d10.
Again, I believe there's one, but it's
it could also have a magazine gun, but...
Do you know, in this day and age, you could order a Tommy gun through the Sears and Roebuck catalog? And they would mail that son of a gun to you. Assemble yourself.
Some assembly required.
Yeah, so I guess let's make a plan for how we're going to go about doing this.
32 revolver once. Would be 1d8.
Should be 6. 5 or 6 bullets. The break should be 95?
Revolver 97? Is 6 bullet. Yes, it's a 6 shooter. The HP resistance on it is 10.
It's a malfunction.
Base range is 15 yards.
The malfunction's the big one.
Malfunction says 0-0.
Oh, really? Cool. All right.
No crit fails.
Yeah, only if you roll 100.
Base chance starting is 20.
Well, yeah, base firearms for everybody is 20. 20,
so
what? Base what?
Base handgun is 20.
Oh, no, I got 55.
Okay, so you're
fine. I put points into it.
Now, if you're in 6th edition, your dex bonus, if you're within your dex bonus in feet of your target, you double your hit.
Oh, cool. Double the damage, you mean?
No, you double your chance to hit.
Okay. So my dex is 10, so if I'm within 10...
If your target was standing on the other side of this room, you only will miss if you roll a 100.
Okay.
Right. Otherwise, you'll hit it.
I mean, you got 15 yards to deal with.
No, you got 15 yards before... You got 15 yards for it to be anywhere between... Anywhere from 1 to 10 feet, you're going to be rolling at 110%. Anywhere between 11 feet and 15 yards, you're going to be rolling at 55%.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
How much extra ammo are you carrying? You carrying extra ammo?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just going to carry... I mean, I don't know how...
It's a 6 shooter.
6.
So...
Unless you got the old quick load things.
Yeah.
You're going to be putting them in one at a time.
And it's a revolver, too.
Yeah.
Look at this quick load...
That's what I'm saying, unless he's got that.
I'm going to carry, I'll carry a few extra bullets. It's probably going to be like 12 or something, like
12, you're not gonna carry counting what's in the gun, 12 total. So you got 6 extra bullets outside of the gun. Okay, 6 loose bullets and 6 in the gun.
Yep.
Okay, now that has been taken care of, next day, you guys are looking at November 1 or 2 at this point.
November 1.
Yeah, it'll be the first. So,
like I said, I don't think that I necessarily should be the person talking to Trollope and Roby, but I think that...
Oh, you're a nice guy.
I am a nice guy. A very nice guy. I think that maybe the high society folks should speak to them.
Oh, congratulations. You're starting chapter 2.
Do we level up?
No. We'll do that after we're done today.
Getting my hit dice back?
Well, depending on whether or not we finish this chapter
today. Do my spells refresh? Okay, let's do it.
Long rest? Did you guys take a long rest?
Where are we going? Which one do we hit Trollope first? We should hit Trollope first, because if we piss Roby off, Trollope won't speak to us. If we piss Trollope off...
I mean, it might work both ways.
No, I don't think if we piss Trollope off, Roby won't speak to us.
Because Roby's going to try and convince us to leave him there.
I mean, they both are, aren't they?
I feel like he would, too.
But Trollope is the employee of Roby.
Right.
So if we just muscle into Trollope and say, hey, we need to talk to you about this.
I think he'll be the easier one to talk to, too. Mm-hmm. To, like, get in touch
with. So what are we going to... Because we don't want him out, either. So the whole point of going to them two...
You don't want him out.
McDuff doesn't give a crap.
No, I don't feel like he should be in that facility.
I'd just go and talk to him about it. Just go and generally talk to him about it and see what we find.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just
ask about Delia, ask about Corey, ask about Edwards. I mean, if we're really opposed to letting them out, we could let slip about the murder, multiple murders that have happened right outside his brother's cell. Just go and see what the conversation leads. Let's just be careful dropping those bombshells unless we feel it's needed. To Dr. Trollope's practice.
Yep. To his practice or to his home? There are two different places.
What is today, weekend?
The address that we're given is where we're going.
Okay, that's its home. So, yes.
Okay, so we'll go there.
Okay. No, I mean, you guys head to his home, who's... I don't have the address. So I don't remember where that's at.
126 Long Acre.
Long Acre. Right. It's not a bad area. It's a nice little area. You get to the house, you knock on the door, and a slightly seemingly elderly woman opens the door. Hello?
Hello, is Lionel here?
Dr. Trollope?
Yeah.
Yes, he's here.
Maybe we speak with him?
Do you have an appointment?
Present your calling card.
I guess you mean
you would have a, it's a British thing. You would have a card, you present him your business card.
Yeah. Okay.
It's the weirdest thing. Like everybody has a business card in 1920s Britain.
No, it wasn't. It was earlier than that. Okay. It was about 30 years earlier than that. But yes, you would present, that would be the etiquette thing to do. Okay. You present him your card so he can look at it and see who you are and decide whether or not he wants to speak with you.
Okay. So I'll give my card. And then say I'm Harold Trace. I'm here to speak with him about one of his clients.
I'm assuming it says Dr. Harold Trace.
Yeah.
A doctor. I see.
No, I never finished school.
Well, she doesn't know that.
Yeah.
You can write on your card whatever you want.
Right. Yeah, it'll say Dr.
But
Harold Trace.
King Harold Trace. And you're like, really?
Yeah.
Right away this. All right. I see. One of you boys just come into the drawing room for now, and I'll fetch Dr. Trollope.
All righty.
There actually is a bit of flavor text for this house. Let's do that.
Are we all there, by the way?
Yeah.
I might as well.
Okay. Yeah.
Just wanted to make sure.
I'm just keeping myself a bit to the back.
Yeah.
But if he turns out to be a cultist, then I can punch him in the head.
All right.
As the bull says, they all go down when you punch him in the head.
Yeah. No, you guys walk in. There's not a whole lot of people outside.
So is this an estate, then?
It's not an estate, no.
Okay.
No, I don't want to say they're all connected homes, but I guess they're very tight-knit homes on a nice street. Not a whole lot of people outside, some people walking dogs, drunken-looking man in a long coat kind of giving you weird looks.
We're inside, though, right?
Yes, before you guys go inside. This is what you see. This is outside.
Gotcha. Go ahead.
So you go in and... Mrs. Enid Hughes, by the way. She does introduce herself. My name is Enid, and she'll let you in. Enid Hughes is her name. It is a nice, high-ceilinged and comfortable place. You see nice Persian carpets and a lot of really nice pieces of art. There are brass pieces. There are small sculptures. There are paintings. Anybody with an art can roll if they'd like. Just, you don't have to, but
nope.
You're welcome to it.
Nope.
Always worth it to toss it just in case.
Yeah. Is nobody passed?
No.
No, not on art.
That's okay. All it does is give you the names of things, so it's not really that important. You see, some nice pieces of art, some nice books, that sort of thing. It's a nice little room. After a few moments, Enid comes back down, and coming in behind her is a very tired-looking old man. Who introduces himself as Dr. Lionel Trollope. Can I help you, gentlemen?
Hi, Dr. Trollope. My name's Dr. Harold Trace. I've actually here on a favor of Dr. Highsmith. He's kind of brought me in to get a kind of objective view of the whole situation with Alex Roby, and wanted us to kind of get Mr. your Roby. Kind of side of everything about Roby and kind of, you know, obviously make a decision on whether about his release. We wanted to speak with you on the whole situation.
And when is he to be released?
The hearing is the 20th or the 30th of November.
Not far off.
No, not at all.
I see. Well, if I can have your assurances that what we speak of today is between us.
Of course.
I do understand I'm assuming that Dr. Highsmith needs another opinion.
Correct.
Uh-huh. And he's hired you.
True.
And who are the rest of you?
I'm a Professor Macduff. Colleague of Mr. Dr. Trace here.
Uh-huh.
Landon Butler, just a friend. Came along for the...
A friend.
Yep. Try to help out where I could, if I could. I do have some experience with psychology. So I figured I could give my input.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to act inconspicuous unless he's looking me out.
Yeah, no, he's...
Oh, okay.
And this gentleman?
Angus Barker, sir.
Okay. What do you do?
Cut man, sir.
Right.
You may have heard of me.
Can't say I have.
I have a higher credit rating than Troy. He may have heard of me. Just gonna throw that out there.
He may not watch boxing.
It's the 1920s in Britain. What else is there to watch?
I don't watch a lot of boxing. I know who Mike Tyson is. Like,
I'm not saying I'm Mike Tyson, but I'm saying it's a name that may be known to him.
Well, what is it you need to know?
Are you an evil cultist?
Yes. Game over.
I punched him in the face.
Death. You killed an old man. Grats.
What is your opinion of Alex?
Alex? He's a lunatic. There's no curing that man.
Yeah, but is he dangerous to other people? I mean, really, in your opinion, his psychosis seems to make him pretty immobile and docile. At least from our...
From what I understand, he's prone to night terrors. He's more of a danger of himself than he is other people.
How is that?
Have you ever had night terrors? No. Waking up hysterically?
Can't say flailing? Have.
Not knowing where you are?
But he's not been shown to be violent.
They kept him pretty drugged up, didn't they?
He has no history of violence.
This is true. It's a shame. When I knew him, he's a very calm, kind young man.
It's been our observation as well.
Good. What happened to his family tripped something in his mind. He lost it. Lost everything.
Finding your family horribly murdered could do that. I think that's understandable.
Indeed.
I guess really the question at hand is whether he needs to be behind locked doors for the rest of his life, or can he be at least reintroduced to maybe a more fitting, less hostile environment?
That befits his station.
I see.
I think the one fact that we all agree on is no, he should not be on his own accord freely walking the streets, but I do not believe the facilities at whatever that place is called.
St. Agnes.
St. Agnes are suitable for him.
Well, St. Agnes is suitable for anybody. Look, I'm an old man. There's no way I can take care of him. I'm coming up on my retirement age here.
We weren't asking you to. I mean, I'm sure there are others who could be found to take care of him.
Such as?
His brother?
Name doctor.
I'm not entirely sure his brother believes he should be released either.
So we established he's been the family doctor for a long time, right?
Yes.
And he is a personal physician?
Yes.
So he's not a psychologist?
Ish.
But he was, as if I recall correctly from our first session, he was, or not our first session, our last session, he was at, Trollope was at the scene of the murders. Yes?
He was called there to go there, yes.
Okay.
So are you asking him about the murders?
Well, I figured that was the next step.
Right.
So you were the, what's the word? Attending physician at the estate after the murders, right?
Yes.
So what did you see?
Bodies found in the drawing room, blood everywhere. Alexander was upstairs. What more do you need to know?
We were led to believe, do we know which one was which as far as...
The father was insanguinated and the sister was cut up.
Herbert was drained completely of blood and the young lady was cut up pretty badly?
Georgina? Yes.
Is that pretty accurate?
Yes.
Several dozen cuts all over her body, you would say?
No. 4 or 5, perhaps. Large cuts.
Is that in line with what we've seen? No. Okay.
What was I going to say?
Or maybe Graham just got better at it.
Maybe. You just want to pin it on Graham.
He's the one link. I mean,
Alex tried to confess to the crime. No evidence was able to link him to it.
Don't you find that awful disturbing that a body was exsanguinated? Like, is that even... How's that even possible, Doc? I mean, trust me. I've seen a lot of heads get knocked together. I've seen a lot of blood been spilled. Usually it goes everywhere.
Haven't the foggiest. It's my first attempt at a bad British accent in this game, by the way.
Was he drained and all of his blood was surrounding there, or was it, like...
Just gone.
Gone.
To be honest, there was a lot of blood in the room. It's hard to say.
Being the family physician, if you don't mind me asking, I'm not a sciencey man, you understand, but can't you identify bloods by different types?
Yes.
You got any idea what the family's blood type is? I stare at him expectantly.
Perhaps on file?
Just curious. You're the family physician, so the expectation would be that you had that information. No?
Just curious.
Well, if you'd like to visit my office, you're welcome to.
Plus, they wouldn't necessarily have the same blood type.
No, I'm...
But, yes, I know you're going.
Yeah. I'm just saying, we have one body that was drained of blood, yeah. And we have excess blood at other locations.
Do we have any indication how many blood types that were maybe recovered from the Robie's murder scene? That documented?
You'd have to probably speak to the inspector in charge of that investigation.
Which we've already done.
But again, we didn't ask
for blood types.
We didn't have a lot of this information.
That's true. So Alex tried to confess. Did he make it? What was his confession around the death of his father? I mean, did he kind of try
to specify? He was muttering.
So it was just
generally saying that it was my fault, my fault, my fault.
So he's just saying, I did it, I did it, I did it. He doesn't provide any explanation of how the murder was actually committed.
Correct.
Well, saying I did it and saying it's my fault.
Oh, no, or, I picked up on the context clues. I'm supposed to be kind of dumb. I'm letting you
Well, yes, he tried to confess that he did it. Yes, I did it, I did it, I did it. He was hysterical with grief.
What was he, I mean, obviously hysterical and muttering. I mean, what was he muttering? Was there anything in particular besides, you know, his supposed trying to confess? I mean, did anything stand out that didn't seem or make sense to you?
Strange language or words that you may have heard?
No.
Any names?
No. No, I just continued to say that he did it. There were other people in the home at the time. There were staff.
Is he big into play in the arts?
No, he did a lot of writing. That was mostly it.
What else was I going to ask? No murder weapons were found at the Mayfair Mansion, were there?
No.
No knives? Okay, he wouldn't know then. Does Mr. Roby keep a good track of his brother's status at Hertfordshire?
I'm not sure. Mm. To be honest, I only visited Alexander twice.
Hmm.
When
I say it sounds as though some individuals have been to see him, so I'm just curious. I didn't know if that was a thing that the...
I'm not sure who would.
Got no friends left then?
Not that I'm aware of.
When did you go and see him?
Well, just after he was committed.
Okay, so the doc hasn't been keeping up with this. Just doesn't want it on the general basis. And is probably protecting Graham. Is the Mayfair Mansion still occupied? Is it still in the family name?
No. It has a new owner now.
Gotcha.
The staff was split up. They went to work at other places. Though I believe one still works for Graham. Mrs. Vetch, I think her name was.
She did it. That just sounds like a terrible name. Mrs. Vetch?
Vetch does sound like a terrible name.
Yeah.
That sounds like British for foreign and guilty.
Vetch or sounds like accomplice. Fetch, as in, look, it, I did it. Chase me.
I don't think the doc's got any other information. I mean, we could check the blood type thing if he's willing to let us know. That might be useful.
And from our conversation, don't really feel like he's hiding anything.
You can roll psychology if you want.
Rolled, but
I'm just going to try to get that ought 5. Nope.
Ought 2.
Pass.
Yeah, doesn't seem like he's lying about anything.
Seems like a pretty honest old man.
We've spoken to the police once to try to get some information about the murder, and it didn't really go in our favor. Would you be willing to give us a hall pass?
I don't know that a hall pass is going to work in this scenario.
Being the family physician, if we're looking at specific information, medical information that...
Yeah.
Well, we also didn't drop the bomb that there's been murders up
there.
No,
I think we saved that for the brother.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we shouldn't even use it unless we actually need to.
But, I mean, that's why I also said, hey, do you know of any friends visiting him? And he said he doesn't have any friends, so why reveal a bunch of names if we're not going to get any information?
Yeah.
Then maybe we get the blood type from him tomorrow morning and make an appointment to meet Mr. Roby tomorrow evening.
You can go visit Roby now. It doesn't matter.
It's just called being... If he will give us the blood type, I would like to get the blood types before we piss Roby off. I don't want to piss his boss off. Because if this guy has a nice estate like this and has staff and has valuable works of art, I'm assuming we can determine that,
right?
Whether we can tell whether or not it's Salvador Dali or not. And he's employed by this guy, we're really stepping up the, the chain of command here. So that's why I suggest holding off a day.
I'll happily give you, a.k.a. hall pass. Happily, write you a letter, and if you want to go visit my office, my secretary there can
provide
the information you need today.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah. And okay, well, get that information and then go talk to Roby.
Yeah, that sounds like a plan.
I'm just saying, because he is a member of the elite, we probably push the envelope just a little bit visiting this guy without letting them know. We probably want to, attempt to schedule a meeting with Roby.
So you audited your psychology?
Yeah.
You can tell he's also, like, really tired. Like, he doesn't seem to be feeling very well.
So, I'll ask him, how are you feeling all right, Dr. Trollope?
Oh, lack of sleep, you know.
What's keeping you up?
Ah, just an old man.
An old cultist man! Dum, dum,
dum! Yeah, I mean, it takes too long to drive down
there in the middle of the night to murder someone and splash your former employer's blood all over the place.
Let me get you that letter. Writes you the letter to go to his office. So you now have a letter in hand to visit his office if you'd like.
Okay.
With a credit rating want to establish... Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say we could ask the maid or whatever.
Enid?
Ask Enid if he's been traveling much lately.
That's a pretty casual question.
Yeah. So kind of on the way out, like, because I don't want him to overhear that.
Okay.
So I'd like to just, basically bring up to her, Dr. Trollope does look pretty weary. Has he been doing much traveling lately?
Oh, no, the doctor doesn't do much traveling now.
Okay. But anywhere in the last 2 days?
No. Here to work.
Nothing out of the ordinary?
No.
When does he normally go in for office hours? Or does he do...
Typically, your normal office hours, whatever they shall be.
Okay.
8 to 6 or something like that.
Does he ever usually get home, has he been away at all in the middle of the night for any reason?
No. He takes walks in the evenings. That usually tires him down.
So he doesn't take any emergency calls or anything, usually?
No.
Well, that's good.
And hasn't had any...
A doctor with healthy patients is probably a happy man.
Yeah.
He's just getting on in age,
No. I'm just, if Lucas was being sadistic like I would use that against this, so I'm trying to provide some sort of cover for why you're asking.
Okay. Gotcha. All right.
He's just getting on in age,
murdering people will do that to you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Either way, she has the information.
Yeah. Yeah, if you would like to retcon that, yes, you would give her your information. That's fine.
All right, so off to the office to...
Okay.
Off to the office. Find out the blood types.
What are the blood types?
Blood types are blood types. You're trying to match the blood type to...
Yes, the random
the ominous blood type. Blood type?
Yes.
Does not match.
Does it match any of the Roby family?
What do you mean? Does it match any of the Roby family?
Yes. Does it match?
Oh, does
Graham's?
That blood type?
Does it match?
Oh, yes. Yeah. No, that's clearly Georgina's blood. It matches her blood type.
So Georgina's blood type,
but
matches
not...
the blood type that was found all over the walls.
At the estate, right?
At the estate.
Okay. So the blood they found there is her blood.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, I'm wondering what the entire family's blood type is. We now know this, right? So I know Georgina's blood type, I know Herbert's blood type, I know Alexander's blood type, and I know Graham's blood type, right?
Right.
Does any of that blood match the unknown blood?
No.
P.S.
Statistically, that's not possible.
Statistically, that's incredibly unlikely. But for the purposes of the game, if that is a clue we do not want to run down, that is a clue we do not want to run down. To be fair, with positivity and negativity, it's...
But the fact that they wouldn't have that. They had had A, B, and O, I think. They
yes,
only
you would
have... four blood types, so it would be one of those four.
The general idea is if we know sort of what the family is, if they're A and one of them's A, B, then since they're all related, theoretically they'll have something close. If none of the family blood types...
That's what I'm saying.
...match that.
Unless they're all O or all A...
Regardless,
somebody's gonna have some B in them.
let's not chase things down.
No.
Poorly. We attempted to find a clue. It was not there. Let's not deal with the fact that statistically speaking, we are correct in that one of them likely matched the blood type because there aren't that many blood types.
On to Graham, I'm assuming.
On to Graham.
Call Mr. Roby and set up an appointment.
Set up an appointment for sure.
Ring, ring, ring.
Yeah, so I'll just introduce myself over the phone.
You probably wouldn't talk to him.
You're probably talking to someone else.
You may be talking to multiple someone else.
Right. But, okay, so ring, ring, ring.
Hello, yes.
I want to talk to your boss.
Hi, I'd like to talk with Graham, or just say talk to your boss.
No,
Mr. Roby.
I'd like to speak with Mr. Roby.
At the moment, he is indisposed. Can I take a message, perhaps set an appointment for you?
I would just, my name is Dr. Harold Trace. I've actually been brought in as a kind of an objective opinion, on his brother's case. And I would like to speak with him. It is at the earliest possible time.
Oh.
It's kind of an urgent, it's about his brother's upcoming hearing.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me pencil you in. Unfortunately, you'll probably have to meet him at his home.
Okay.
Probably better off. With this conversation?
Yeah, I would assume so.
We are known for the utmost of discretion.
Right, and she pencils you in for roughly 6 o'clock.
That evening?
Yeah.
Okay, fantastic. I'll be speaking with him then. Thank you.
Wonderful.
Boom.
All right.
Anything we want to do in the meantime?
6 o'clock rolls on, I suppose.
I'm saying, we have some other names here. Do we want to try to research these other names?
Let's throw him in his face first and see what happens.
Okay.
I just see this as
we have time, so we could...
Yeah, but let's strike while the iron is hot.
Okay.
Go through all of the potential ones and then see if we really piss him off, see if we can trigger him somehow. Suggest gender identity as a thing and just set the whole internet off.
So we basically narrowed everything down. This is kind of like our last big... clue. I mean, we have a bunch of little ones we can try to pursue.
Well, I mean,
theoretically,
his brother would know if he has friends.
Yeah.
His brother would be concerned about the murders. His brother's obviously concerned about this hearing anyway, so...
Of known quantities, this is the last angle we have so far.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, please take us to the Roby Estate.
On to the Roby Estate you go. Ding dong, Mrs. Vetch answers the door. Hello?
It was her, definitely. I can already tell.
I killed everyone. Now I kill you. Steep, steep, steep. It's always the old lady.
She's like a gypsy woman.
And so, I mean, I'll just... Hi, this is Dr. Harold Trace and my colleagues here for our 6 o'clock appointment.
Oh, the 6 o'clock, yes. She lets you in.
Okay.
Please have a seat. And then sits you in the drawing room. And Graham Roby comes in. He's dressed very well and seems like a unassuming gentleman.
I'll stand and shake his hand, introduce myself as Dr. Harold Trace.
Yes, what do you want?
Well,
this guy.
Yeah, this is going to be good. Yeah, just so, you know, I'm here kind of as an objective opinion on Alexander's case. Mm-hmm. Mr. Highsmith asked me to come.
Yeah, my secretary did inform me that Highsmith is apparently trying to release my brother.
Yes. There's at least a hearing to make that decision going on the 30th of
His
November.
Poor decision, if you ask me.
Well, that's kind of why I'm here. So why don't we just sit down and have a conversation about it?
Why don't you tell me about it? What do you think about my brother?
I'm here for your opinion. I'm trying to get all sides so I can form my opinion.
I want your opinion.
Okay. Well, my opinion, and I would say that of the most of my colleagues here, is that after interviewing with your brother, we don't feel like he's at least getting the proper attention that he should be isn't in the proper place. Our guess is that he's... you know, not violent in any way. He has no history of it. That he doesn't need to be locked in a cell. That there could be much better care provided outside the asylum. And he doesn't need to be there.
I would disagree with that.
Obviously, that's why I'm here to talk with you.
Mm-hmm. Why do you want your brother to stay in there?
He's nuts.
Okay.
Pretty compassionate.
And
go,
what's
here as I light a cigarette.
What's the real reason you want your brother to stay in there? Because he has night terrors, but he's not a threat to anybody.
Because then Graham isn't the sole survivor and heir to the fortune.
I would worry less about that. I mean, it wouldn't be that hard to get him. My brother's insane. He shouldn't be doing his own books. I think that's pretty easy. The embarrassment, perhaps.
Perhaps my brother didn't actually murder my father and sister, but, you know. His psychosis and his psychosis as a result of the grief of what had happened. If it wasn't for his occultist ways, it would never have happened.
His occultist ways?
Oh, yeah. My brother has a deep love of the occult. He and that Delia.
Delia? This is,
Would this be Delia?
Delia.
I keep saying Delia because that's the way I said it the first time.
Delia, you say?
Yeah.
Please insert info dump here.
Delia Hartson? My brother's old flame.
Say that was Artson?
Hartson.
Hartson.
H-A-R-T-S... Hartston. H-A-R-T-S-T-O-N.
That's it?
My brother's old flame.
She been down to visit the chap?
Not that I'm aware of.
Ooh, what happened?
How much are you aware of?
They had a bit of a falling out from what I'm assuming, but I don't care.
Again, pretty compassionate.
Have you seen your brother at all?
No.
You haven't gone down a single time?
No.
You know if anyone else has visited him?
The doc, perhaps.
Would we have known from logs if he actually went down there?
I don't know. That was the other thing I meant to look at when I was looking at employee records. We didn't have to sign in. I don't think, anyway.
No.
And we asked him, right? He said he hadn't been down there.
And he just said perhaps he has, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably the only person he could think of that would reasonably go down there.
Well, when his other personality awakens is when he goes.
All right.
That's why he's tired.
I'll throw you guys under the bus here. I was like, Mr. Roby, I must say, I agree with you. Man's a right nutter. Deserves to be in a box where he doesn't have, you know, do anything to anyone.
So this is a man with sense.
Problem is...
He's also been punched in the head a lot, so...
That was the insert point where you put the laugh track.
This is the... These gentlemen, though, unfortunately, are the ones with the education. So, if you really don't want your brother out, they're going to need something. I could see he's a right nutter, but this occult thing, maybe organize something, showing that he wasn't just, you know, say it's something that's screwing with his head or something. I don't know. They do the psychobabble, but we're going to need some reason to keep him locked up.
Well, maybe you should go talk to Delia.
He got any other friends from the occult?
I'm sure he did.
None that you're aware of? No friends of his?
My brother and I hadn't really spoken much.
Ever?
In recent years.
Well, yeah.
Years previous to this.
Okay, that's what I'm trying to get.
But he lived at the home.
Graham didn't,
but he never went home and talked to Dad and also spoke to brother.
Didn't get along with the family much.
Ah.
So he's always been a dick. It's just not something new. Yeah.
Probably.
Look, here. And he writes you the address to Delia's home.
Snap.
Go speak to Delia.
Okay. Where is Delia located? I don't care about the actual address. Do you know?
Well, it's funny because they gave me the address. So.
Of course they did.
It's weird. Like, they give you addresses for certain people and not for other people.
That's because where they live in London is probably important. I'm going to assume if I Google Hill Street, London, that I'm going to find out that it's in a place that is a particular type of place, whereas Delia's house is probably not in that nice of a place.
It's in Middlesex.
Dear British,
it's actually next to that seedy bookstore that we saw.
You know, that's kind of what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
She's in Middlesex, so she's not even in the city. It's funny. You having this address of your brother's former girlfriend. It's odd.
It is, isn't it? Nobody edited this book when they wrote it.
Snap. Lucas, calling people out. I'm just looking for a clue. Keeper says there's no clue. I will continue onward. If later I find out that Delia and Graham are somehow, you know...
Boinkin'?
Yeah. I'm going to smack you. Because this was a clue. Okay. Anything else? Do we want to drop...
drop murder bombs?
We really should look for physical evidence before we do that. Do your brother have any... we'll go talk to Delia, obviously. But, you know, sort of that hard evidence thing.
Roll me a psychology stuffs.
Nailed it. Ought 5.
Ought 2.
Clearly hiding some shit.
Of course he is. I just get to take that skill and level it up. Do you happen to have any of your brother's old stuff? I mean, this cult stuff, like,
no.
I do a lot of books and such.
I have nothing.
You have nothing of your brother's? Where did it all go?
Hell if I know.
I don't believe you.
Also, you odded that?
I was an odd 5 and he was an odd 2.
I should have asked for that earlier. I apologize. I was busy reading notes. When you asked if he had other friends, and he said probably.
He does. Of course he does. Their names are Corey and Edward.
Graham knows who they are.
Of course he does. Because he's a shady motherfucker. Clear your gun out, Daniel. Let's get some answers.
Yeah, who wants to intimidate this guy?
Go for it. You can do without my gun. You're a tough guy.
I can't intimidate for shit.
You're a scary boxer. You didn't check intimidate?
There is no intimidate.
Well, what is there? Give me something.
Being a scary boxer.
Push him against the wall, fast talking.
Would you be able to use your credit rating to intimidate?
I suppose theoretically, yeah, if I'm known as a scary dude.
Yeah, I mean,
that would actually probably work.
I mean, that's the thing, though, is that clearly he knows stuff. He's not going to give it up.
But see,
we're going to have to force it out.
You could roll a fast talk if you want to try to...
There's a reason why he gave us Delia.
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 Delilah.
Delia.
Darla. We're going to call her every name we can come up with.
Anyway, so there's a reason why he gave us her name and address, but if we think he has reason to know that he has other friends, and he hid those from us on purpose...
No, absolutely, but we gotta,
Which makes... I'm just trying to figure out why he's, like, helping us and not helping us.
It's called misdirection.
Yeah, I understand that, but...
We won't know until we go see Delia anyway, but we can definitely push him around a little bit now if we want to. We don't have any power over him, so we've got nothing. The only thing we've really got is the murders happening at the asylum, which I sort of want to push him on in the case that we can find out that he already knows.
I kind of want to use the names that he's, like, the Edwards and Quarry to see if he reacts to them. Like, those might be actual people.
Well, we know that they're names of people. We can assume that if Delia was true here, we can probably assume that Edwards and Quarry are also friends. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's the game of how much do we want to give him, do we think that it's worth to get in return? Like I said, we already know that he has friends. We both made the psychology roll. We know that Graham knows of his other friends and is pushing us on Delia for some reason. We won't know what that is until we investigate Delia. But the only thing that I can think to say is... it's like, would you be happier if your brother ceased to be breathing?
He just kind of scoffs.
Ends up cut up with a bunch of sharp knives.
Again, he just kind of scoffs. He seems uneasy with what you're saying, but...
because Hertfordshire seems to be having a rash of murders and just next door to your brother.
Interesting. He's clearly appalled, but...
like, within 2 feet of his door.
Very interesting.
No, I'm not one.
And have they caught the murderer?
No. Seemed to have been done by the devil himself.
You've probably spoken to some lunatics, haven't you?
Well, that is sort of the neighborhood.
Isn't it, though?
I need something more. He doesn't seem to be reacting to it anything other than just being appalled. He seems to have shown the appropriate level of shock to someone who did not know that.
Correct.
Okay. May have given away a clue for free to him there, guys. Sorry. It was worth a shot. Anything else?
I don't have anything.
Not right now, anyways.
Well, if you want the nutter to stay nutted, if you think of anything, you might want to let the doc here know, because I think he's on Highsmith's side.
Well, it's very unfortunate. Be sure to do anything I can to get my brother committed.
Highly compassionate.
Do you have a brother?
I don't. I'm sisters.
Highly compassionate.
Delia, then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, since it's evening time.
Yeah, we might walk into a ritual tonight.
So it's what, the second or the third now?
This is...
we're actually getting close to a national holiday, which is why I was concerned.
Yeah, the third.
I kind of want to stake out the place.
The fourth, actually.
Of Graham.
Sorry.
At least for the night, see if he like goes anywhere.
That's fair. Rattled Graham? His cage a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't seem to leave or anything.
I'm just going
to
stay pretty late in the night.
Okay.
And just see if I see anything.
He's the kind of guy who wouldn't get his hands dirty anyway. He probably would send someone.
Oh, I'm sure, but it doesn't mean he's not going to meet up with somebody.
That's fair. I think it's worth a try.
And if he left, I was going to try to go into his place and see if he does have any of Alexander's stuff. Just
let's go meet Delia.
Delia Hartson. You arrive at the destination. You knock on the door, and an older-looking woman opens.
120 Southbury Road, Porter's End. Porter's End, Middlesex.
Right.
I wonder how long it would take us to get to Middlesex. Some amount of time has expired.
I tried to Google it, and it doesn't seem like it's far. But
yeah, middle six
is... A lot of options there, so I don't really know exactly where we're going. But yeah.
Gotcha.
You know, it's an older woman enters the door. Can I help you?
What kind of neighborhood are we in?
Yeah, so this might not be where I should be.
It's not super nice, but it's not, like, gross.
Is it more him and him or him or me?
Don't know where you live?
No.
We're both educated gentlemen.
Educated gentlemen.
Educated
with,
wise.
With
probably on the PI side.
Okay, so it's a little more... please lead.
Middle class, I guess, if that's what you want to call it.
So it's middle class. So
middle class, lower middle class, perhaps?
Delia.
Delia. There is no last name.
Hartson.
Yeah, oh, Hartson, yeah.
Would you happen to be Miss Hartson?
I am Miss Hartson.
Delia Hartson?
Oh, my daughter.
Oh. Does she live here with you?
No, not anymore.
Did she recently just move, or
was... She was married last year. She moved out.
Where'd she move to?
Why should I tell you this?
Okay.
We're old friends of hers.
I knew my daughter's friends, some of them. I don't recognize you.
we had mutual acquaintances.
Uh-huh.
You don't have to tell me where she moved. We just wanted to ask her some questions. We were actually one of her old friends. I always forget the last name.
Roby.
Alexander Roby. That she used to be acquainted. Are you familiar with him?
I'm familiar with the murder in the home of the Robys.
Yeah, that's probably why you shouldn't talk about Robys. That's why I said friends.
Yeah, well, I know, but that wasn't going nowhere. So
that's fair.
Isn't he in jail or something?
He is
for the moment. Sort of what we wanted to talk to Delia about.
Well, if my daughter's in danger, then yeah, just give me a moment.
Okay.
That's where I was headed. Thank you.
And she gives you the other address, because that's what they do in this game.
Well, what is Delia Hartson's name now?
Morrison.
There we go.
Morrison. Morrison.
Is it also in Middlesex?
It is. It's actually, yeah, it's like not that
it's
far.
It's probably from just down the road. It's
a walking distance.
Yep.
Probably.
How long has Alexander been in the asylum?
2 years and change.
So she got married a year after. Yeah. He got, okay.
Let's go talk to Delia. Okay. I'm assuming it's during the day, yes.
So, what does that tell us about Graham, then, if he gave us the address not knowing that she doesn't live there anymore?
I think he's sending us on a wild goose chase intentionally. I think Graham has knowledge of what's going on. At least in some capacity.
Oh, now you're on board.
No, I've always been on board with Graham knowing something, but he didn't know about the murders.
Not saying that, you know, he is responsible for it, just that he's in the know of it.
I don't know. Let's go talk to Mrs. Morrison.
Okay. You knock on the door and she answers.
Who's going to leave this one?
Go ahead. It's still in Middlesex, so it's probably middle class. I'm saying I don't want to scare her off with the creepy boxer type, but I don't want to make her feel uncomfortable with the slightly better richer types.
A woman answered the door? You said it was a woman?
Yeah.
Would you happen to be Dahlia Morrison?
Yeah, younger woman that looks slightly like the older woman he just met. So you can assume that yes. Yes?
That's you?
yes, I am.
We're here to talk to you about Alexander Roby. Were you friends with him a few years back?
I see. Can I meet you boys elsewhere?
Yeah, sure. Just give us the place and time.
Meet me in a half an hour down the street. There's a tea house.
Okay.
She kind of...
Do we want to push here or just want to wait?
See what happens.
Yeah, let's go to the place.
Okay.
And she finally meets you in there. She's looking a little frustrated.
It doesn't matter, but I wouldn't have left sight of her house.
Yeah, that's what
I would have gone down the block and smoked for a little bit, and then if I see her moving around and going out, then I would have met at the tea house.
Oh, yeah. No, she comes out. She's dressed a little nicer than she was a moment ago.
Yeah.
Done up a little bit, perhaps.
Okay.
So, yeah, you just see her by herself, leaving her home, walking towards the tea house.
Okay.
And in we go.
Mm-hmm.
Right. She sits down. What can I do for you?
Introduce myself, like I do with everybody we talk to. Dr. Harold Trace, I have a couple of questions for you about Alexander, obviously.
You see.
And we just wanted basically to kind of find out a little bit of information about your guys' past relationship.
We were in love once. Engaged. I broke it off.
When was that?
Oh. Not long before the murder.
Okay. Well, I answered one of my questions. I guess, I mean, why did you break it off? Was there any particular reason?
He changed. See, we met at a lecture. We both were interested in occult studies. May of 1925. So I had to look at my notes.
So she probably knows who I am.
Maybe. I don't know. We used to attend lectures together, and we spent a lot of time together. We grew fond of one another. He started hanging out with some sketchy individuals, but, you know.
Like Edwards and Quarry?
He was lovely. Are you throwing that out there?
Absolutely.
Yes. Edwards, Quarry. Lawrence Bacon, I believe, was one.
She's going to keep throwing out the names. I'm just going to let her.
Mm-hmm. And a man named Coombs. I only met Coombs once or twice. Alex told me he was kind of the violent sort, but I'd say it was Edwards that was the leader of their group.
Did you have much involvement in it?
No. No, Alexander tried to get me to accompany him to a Springer Mound, some sort of...
Spinner Mound?
Springer Mound.
Springer Mound, is that a place? Would I know, is that a place, like, out of...
It's a place, but it's not near where you're at.
Let's see, what could we know?
I just didn't know if I knew about it or if I had to ask her about it.
There's no geography. Navigation, maybe? I don't know.
I mean, because I'm not a local or even
would
from...
Would anthropology, like, let us know what that is? Like, I don't even know what
maybe.
I don't even know what a Springer Mound is, so...
I assume it's a place, like, it, you know, Joe's Quarry. It's Springer's Mound.
Okay.
I mean, if
natural
it was...
history?
If it was... you're looking more archaeology, anthropology, I think, than natural history. Any of those worth throwing, Lucas? The only thing I got over here educated is navigate. I might be able to tell you where it is.
You might be able to tell me where it is.
Nope. No clue.
Did anybody else roll in things or no?
Yeah, I'd say anthropology or archaeology might be helpful.
I mean, yeah, is that gonna get a viable roll?
You can.
Nope.
Yes.
That's on archaeology?
No.
Yeah.
So it's on archaeology. So if it was an important dig or if there is like...
Yeah, it's not any important place you've ever heard of.
You can still tick that skill, though.
You can totes tick that skill.
I just tried my...
Tick
tried
my, that my skill.
One geography.
Or a cult. That's the other thing. If they're going there specifically for cultish purposes, you might be able to roll a
maybe
cult.
Maybe I should have made that roll instead, because I would have passed that roll.
Even with a pass, it wouldn't make sense to you. So we'll retcon and say you rolled a cult.
Okay. That's fine.
Doesn't stand out as anything occulty.
What sort of occultiness things was Alexander into?
Various things.
Well, but I mean, you know, Edwards and these other guys, they all were into the same thing, right?
Oh, yeah, I didn't attend their meetings.
Did he ever talk about it much? I mean, he tried getting you to go with him.
No, he just tried to get me to go with him. He just changed, you know.
You guys,
it was strange. We were in love once. He used to write beautiful poetry.
You had a shared interest beautiful at poetry. One point, so where did that split for you?
I'm sorry to repeat that. I spoke over you a minute ago.
So you guys had a shared interest in this occult, you know, studies. So where did that split for you? Why did you...
He just grew dark.
Emotional and intellectual appetites, perhaps?
It's a shame. The book of poetry he wrote was wonderful.
So for the educated guys, that's a, hey, we should go look at his book. I'm not going to know.
I mean, do you still have a copy of the poetry?
Yes.
You mind if we actually look through it?
You're welcome to it. You can keep it if you want.
Okay. Yeah, we would.
It's hard for me to read nowadays.
Do you think he committed the murders?
Alexander was strange, but I don't think he was capable of committing murder.
Yeah, that seems to be what everyone else thinks, too. I mean, that's what I think as well, but...
You happen to know anything about any of these other guys?
Strange individuals. Like I said, Edward seemed to be the leader of the crew.
But you don't know where they would be or anything?
No.
What about Graham? Was Graham interested in any of this stuff? You ever talk to his brother about any of it?
Graham? No, they didn't keep tabs on Graham most of the time. The family was not as close as you would think since the passing of their mother.
And when was that?
I don't remember. It was years before.
I think that was when they were children.
It was years before.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah.
Was she also exsanguinated?
Were the group still meeting regularly when you guys broke off your engagement?
Yes, yes.
They were.
Kept telling me about Springer Mound. Telling me I had to see the beauty of the nine teeth, something weird, I don't know.
Alright, that sounds like a thing to write down.
Could I make an occult roll on that one to see if I recognize the nine teeth?
Sure.
It's always good for someone to have a cult.
Was Springer's Mound around a lake?
I'm not sure. I've never been there.
Do you know where it's at?
What did you learn in your creepy dream, Troy?
Near a village. Claire Medford, I believe. Claire Melford. C-L-A-R-E.
Claire is in lake. C-L-A-R-E.
M-E-L-F-O-R-D. Claire
Medford. You're looking awful guilty over there, Troy.
Claire Medford.
Why people on the podcast can't see that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The grin. The like sit back and grin was just like, oh.
You turned that paper pretty fast too, feel like.
I'm finally putting images to like everything that I've listened to in the past.
Is it Claire Medford or Claire Melford?
Melford. M-E-L-F-O-R-D.
Okay. I'm just making sure I got it written down right. Navigate roll. I just kind of want to know where it is.
Sure.
Nope. I'll take that skill someday. Well, miss, I,
three.
I think I ought to warn you, they're thinking about letting old Alexander out.
Interesting.
Just, I'm not a... Not as learned as the rest of these men are, but he seems to be fixated on you a little bit.
Well, we were in love once. It's not uncommon, I suppose.
They can't at where they have him at. They can't get much information out of you, out of him. He doesn't talk very much. But when we went and talked to him, he specifically told us your name. So
we were very close.
Yeah, I understand that, but his mental state has.
We get it.
Yeah, we porked once.
Once?
Just once in a year?
Once or twice.
Engaged, and just once. We're just... My doctor friend over here is actually the one who's leading this investigation. We're trying to decide whether we should keep him in there or actually let him out onto somebody else's care. And we were just trying to get information from everyone that he was close to at one point.
I see.
So that's what our conversation here was about. And we're just warning you that he potentially might get out and he isn't violent, but he could still be dangerous.
If he's a danger, it's probably to himself.
Probably.
That's as far as I know, he's not aware that I've moved on. I don't think he would harm my husband if he knew. He was never a violent gentleman.
I don't think he would harm you or your husband. We're just giving you a heads up just in case.
I've seen what human beings can do to each other. Any human being can harm another.
Is there any particular reason we needed to come to the tea house for this conversation?
Nosy neighbors.
Has nothing to do with your husband? Does your husband know about your past?
He knows about Alexander, if that's what you're asking.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything else to ask her unless we're going to start dropping occult stuff, but...
I just want to ask her... Do you know more specific anything about? Can you tell me anything more about Corey specifically? Or would he and Edwards maybe not have seen eye to eye? Would you have any insight into something like that?
Again, I didn't attend their meetings. I'm not really sure what they spoke about. I just know they were odd individuals who were attempting something strange.
Were the arts a play in this at all?
How
like,
so?
Like theater?
No.
Alexander, big fan of the theater. French language.
Poetry, mostly.
I mean, I just feel like it's not worth it throwing out there.
Asking if he knows that name?
Oh, you could try.
Does the name Talbot Estes mean anything to you?
No, I can't say it does.
Who wrote The King in Yellow?
We don't know, actually.
Okay.
Well,
IRL, we know. Endgame, not so much.
Okay. He wrote the play.
He wrote the play based on The King in Yellow.
That's why I didn't know if our characters knew.
Some French guy.
Well, I think we just get the book of poetry.
If you gentlemen don't have anything else.
Oh, if we could just get the book of poetry, that would be lovely.
Certainly. And she'll happily go get it and bring it to you. It's not a far walk, so.
Well, no.
Did Alexander have any other work that he was working on that he wasn't able to finish? That you're aware of?
Poetry-wise?
Any kind of work, any kind of writing, poetry, novel?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
Well, back to London then?
She hands you a copy of... Let me give you the name of this book. Book has name. Book has stuff.
So this...
In it. Book is, for some reason, in German.
Hey, I know German.
Der Wanderer durch den See.
Yeah, can you, like, spell that?
Just put Der Wanderer, D-E-R, Wanderer.
The Wanderer?
Is really what they call it.
Yeah, but there's another bit there.
Yeah.
Durch den See.
The Wanderer of the...
The Wanderer of Durch den See.
What's your score in German?
56. I don't, it would be the Wanderer of the Sea.
It's the Wanderer of the Sea?
It's S-E-E.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have Book of Poetry called The Wanderer of the Sea.
Yeah, I would pass whatever German role I would need there, too.
I actually don't. I thought it gave it to me in English, and now I'm not seeing it.
So he wrote a book of poetry called The Wanderer of the Sea. So you can have that sand lost as you read it on our way back to London.
Okay. Awesome.
So that you can read German. Sea.
That's not who you want losing their sanity.
Yeah,
don't you have really low sanity?
Yeah, I have a 20.
I'm not far behind you. I'm at 33.
Right.
You got another fun little handout there?
Okay. What's getting on in the evening?
No, we're back on the train or whatever, back to London.
Oh, right. Yeah, it is the...
that was the day of the 5th 4th.
Of November.
Yeah.
It was the 4th.
Right. I'm saying...
Nearly the 5th.
It's the 4th of November. Yeah, and so you guys are heading back. You hear a paperboy yell, extra, extra, murder in the park, extra, extra.
Hey, paperboy.
I'm going to give him
whatever change it is.
Yeah, I'm going to tip him a little bit.
Murder in the park, and he hands it to you.
Are you going to read it for the podcast?
I'm not going to read it for the podcast, because I know how that turns out. If you listen to the first episode of Time Stories, I think it was on there.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Yeah.
It was. So I'll go ahead and read it.
I tried to edit that, man. I really did.
No, you did.
So a headline basically says, fatal stabbing in St. James Park. Two men sought. And it goes on to, a gentleman was attacked and killed in St. James Park last night at shortly after 6 o'clock in the evening. The deceased was identified as Dr. Lionel F. Trollope of 126 Longacre. Newspaper boy saw the attack as it was taking place. The attacker, a tall man in a long dark coat, fled out of the park onto the mall, where he may have joined a smaller stout man before running off towards Waterloo Place. A brown leather boot lace was found in the dead man's grip, which police think may have been taken from the attacker in a struggle. The motive for the assault appears to have been robbery. Dr. Trollope ran an established medical practice at 3132 Bedford Place, Bloomsbury. He was 60 years old, with gray hair and a mustache, and was dressed smartly in a three-quarter length dark herringbone pattern coat, black hat, white gloves, and cane. Police are anxious to speak with anyone who is in St. James Park or surrounding areas around 6 o'clock and may have seen either Dr. Trollope or persons matching the descriptions given above. They are asked to contact Scotland Yard and request to speak to Detective Inspector Taylor. Daily Express, 4th November, 1928. Holy, yeah, to
be seen, yeah! Our title track, Holy, is provided by Sleep for the Weary from their latest album, Nocturnes. Learn more about Sleep for the Weary at sleepfortheweary.com, Facebook, and Twitter. Follow the Rancor's Brothel at rancorsbrothel.com, and be sure to leave us a review on iTunes if you enjoyed the show. See you next time.